Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Now, I had the quite unexpected pleasure yesterday of bumping into a certain gentleman at Aintree. In fact, I had to take a double take because, I don't know, I was on the top tier of a lovely stand and all of a sudden this face was in front of me and it was Jay the Red with a beer in hand. Morning to Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
How's the head after Aintree?
I'm a bit rough, to be honest. I've been in work since 7 o'clock, so I'm not feeling too good after last night either, watching the match.
You were so bubbly as well at Aintree, honestly. He was full of the joys of spring. It was like you had everything on your plate yesterday. You had the horse racing, a few carlings, the footy to come.
Well, I was a little bit gutted that they weren't serving Stella, to be honest. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, can they, at the end of the day, so... You know, we just had to get on with it. But, no, nice little box that up there, wasn't it? And unfortunately, I didn't have any winners, though, Steve.
Oh, I thought when I left, because I left when there was a fire alarm just before the last race, and you then tweeted something. I thought you'd had a big win on the last race.
No, I didn't have a win. It was just the fact that we could have stayed for another hour to have some more drinks. But you got off because you thought there was a fire alarm, didn't you? But it was a hoax, really. It was nothing wrong. Like, but when you got off, I seen Roy Evans as well. He was coming out of the other box at the bottom and he looked a bit worse for wear.
I think Roy was enjoying himself. Let's welcome Mickey the Blue as well. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, chaps.
Clear head from you, Michael.
How the other half live, eh? I had to sit and watch it on a black and white telly.
Black. Have you still got your black and white TV, Michael?
I have, mate.
Right, let's talk about the Reds first of all. I mean, thoughts from both of you. We'll start with Jay. That was an excellent performance in Germany last night. Sets them up well for next week.
Yeah, I thought it was superb. I thought Liverpool really, you know, arguably we could have won the game. I thought Liverpool were probably the better side on the night. And, you know, it was just unfortunate again. You know, ball into the box, Liverpool never dealt with it and they got the equaliser. But, you know, I thought we were well worthy of the result that we got. And now it's all systems go next week for the Anfield game.
Come on, Mickey, you probably never expected Liverpool to get a draw out there, did you?
Do you know what? I thought they'd do well because, obviously, you know, the Klopp factor has sort of come into it. And as I say, I think Liverpool stifled them, didn't he? But I've got a feeling Dortmund could be very, very dangerous away from home. So I think it's definitely all to play for. I think, you know, Liverpool will be happy with the 1-1 draw, you know, getting the away goal. But as I say, they're dangerous away from home, aren't they? So all to play for.
Yeah, probably didn't see the very best of Borussia Dortmund. We were talking, Jay, with German football commentator Jonathan Harding before. And he said that this is a Dortmund side that even when they're away from home, they fancy themselves for 2, 3, 4 goals in most games.
Yeah, the top quality side, aren't they? I mean, Aubameyang was quite quiet last night, but I think like when it comes to the Anfield game, they might be suited more away from home. And, you know, who knows, maybe Gundogan will be back and he'll probably control the midfield area if he does return next week. So, you know, the tie's still wide open, isn't it, really? And they're more than capable of coming to Anfield and scoring a couple of goals. But, you know, a big occasion at Anfield, you know, the crowd behind us and that. So, fingers crossed we can get the job done next week.
I was really pleased with that, the way he went with Origi up front instead of Daniel Sturridge from the start. And I thought, you know, it paid dividends. I thought Origi was excellent on the night. He was strong, wasn't he? Relentless with his running. His finish, all right, got a little bit of a nick, didn't it, to help the ball go in. But actually, you know, you've got to take the shot to try and get the goal. I thought Origi was superb.
Yeah, I mean, since he's returned from injury, he's been very good. And there's been loads of talk, hasn't he, really, that he deserves to get a start in place. And whether that be in place of Sturridge or with Sturridge, I don't know. But obviously, last night, Klopp decided to go with Origi and Sturridge was on the bench. And, you know, obviously, the thing with Origi, he's a bit different to Sturridge because, obviously, he works a bit harder, doesn't he? And he runs the channels well. He's got a bit of pace about him. He's got a presence about him as well. Maybe he lacks a bit of composure in front of goal, but, you know, last night he scored the goal, didn't he? And I know it took a deflection, but even still, you know, he showed a little bit of composure there to score. And he had another chance, didn't he, just on half-time, which I suppose was should have done a little bit better and could have put the tie to bed, really. Mm. But, you know, it's just one of them. I think he's improving all the time. Again, he's a new young kid, isn't he? He's 20 years of age, so... I think there's definitely a player in there, and I think Jürgen Klopp believes that too.
Yeah, he's a really willing runner. At the other end of the pitch for Liverpool, and of course, one of the major concerns throughout the course of the season has been sort of Sacco and his consistency, and actually looking at Lovren and thinking, you know, he's getting better game by game. Well, again, Lovren had a terrific game, and Sacco made one or two unbelievable stops at times, although I've seen some people saying they weren't that impressed, and some people saying they were impressed with him. Well, what were your thoughts on the centre-half pairing?
Honest, I think since Klopp's came in, Dejan Lovren's arguably been our best centre-half. He's been outstanding, hasn't he? And what a difference a manager can make to a player. He's done it to a couple of players, really, and Lovren's been excellent. With Sacco, he's a strange one because sometimes he's absolutely superb and other times he's so erratic. I mean, the game against Tottenham in the first half, he was all over the place and Lovren was very good. But I thought last night Sacco done really well. He got in the right place, the right time to get a couple of vital blocks in. And the, you know, obviously they're doing quite well together as a pair, and aren't they? And there's no chance of Martin Skell getting back in at the minute.
Hey, Mickey, Jay's got a couple of tickets for the final. And I think if Liverpool got battered last night, he was going to try and flog you those.
Well, I think I know he does a lot of work for charity, so you know, he's like the Bob Hope for Liverpool, so I'm sure he would have done right by them.
What about the Blues? There's an awful lot written this week about Everton, and it's not necessarily stuff that you really want to get yourself overly immersed in, because it's negative at the moment, isn't it, Mickey? Where are you on the negative scale?
Steve, I try to stay as positive as I can, and you know, obviously with the manager and stuff, you know, he's a nice fella, and no one likes to be, you know, sort of giving him stick, but he really has done himself no favours yesterday at the presser with, you know, the way he sort of come out, and he sort of threw Bainesy under the bus a little bit, hasn't he? And I just think he's, the mind boggles sometimes, you know, it's borderline embarrassing, his press conferences, because, you know, we all know what's going on, but it's like he's the only man in the world that doesn't see it. And as I say, you know, it's with what happened, you know, Bainesy's come out, he said what he did, you know, he said we need to sort of get our act together, and I think he said obviously the squad is lacking a little bit of chemistry. Mm. And then, you know, Martinez comes out and he says, well, he had, you know, he didn't say it, but he's apologised. Well, it can't be both of them, do you know what I mean? It's one of them, he's either did say it or he didn't, and I think it's come out in the Echo, hasn't it, that, you know, they've quoted him word for word, and Bainesy was right in what he said. You know, we haven't been playing well, and I think that's what the fans have wanted to hear. You know, they wanted to hear a little bit of honesty of someone who is probably the heart and soul of the club. You know, Bainesy is one of the longest serving players at the club who actually cares. You can see that he cares about the club. And I just think Roberto's done himself no favours whatsoever, and I think a lot of the fans that were backing him, because I know it was split, I think, you know, a lot of them have said now, you know, enough's enough. He's, you know, he's, the mind boggles sometimes with some of the statements that he makes.
Is there ever a time, both of you, is there ever a time where a manager should throw, as you called it, a player under the bus? Is there ever an appropriate occasion for that? And does it feel exactly like this with Leighton?
Well, it does, because, you know, the week before, I mean, you know, Romelu Lukaku is one of my favourite players, but the week before, Romelu Lukaku was come out and he said, you know, he wants to play Champions League football, blah, blah, blah. And that was all right with Roberto. He said, well, you know, I'm glad that he aspires to play in the Champions League. Well, you know, that's not what the fans want to hear. If you're going to reprimand Bainesy, then you should be saying the same about Romelu Lukaku. We should be concentrating on the, you know, the important games that we've got at the end of the season, a massive FA Cup semi-final. Coming up, you know, he should be concentrating on that. Whatever he wants to do at the end of the season, Steve, I have no problem with. But if he's going to be reprimanding players, then he should have come out and he should have had a word and, you know, maybe got Lukaku to apologise as well, but he didn't. So you can't, you know, it's a bit double standards. You can't have it both ways.
Jay, do you remember a time when a recent time when a Liverpool manager did anything similar with a Liverpool player?
I mean, obviously, like when Brendan Rodgers was in charge, he had a couple of digs at Balotelli, didn't he, over certain things. But, I mean, it is a strange situation, isn't it? And I don't really understand what you set out to achieve by sort of, like, criticising someone, one of your own players, because, you know, I know sometimes you're looking for, you want a reaction, don't you, from them, but surely to God, I mean, okay, fair enough. You know, like, some people, like, say about Marner, that he tries to, you know, gloss over issues, doesn't he, do you know what I mean? And he doesn't sort of, like, say the things that the fans want to hear and sort of like try to wrap everything up as though everything grows in the garden, and it's certainly not. But I suppose a little bit of honesty sometimes does go a long way, but I just think I just don't know what you're going to achieve by coming out and criticising someone like that.
No, and I wonder how it affects the group as a whole, whether there's any sort of knock-on effect from that, especially heading into the weeks that lie ahead. Big match with Watford and, of course, the expectation of the FA Cup semi-final as well, Mickey.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I know exactly where the fans, you know, stand on this, Steve, you know, with social media, on the forums, on Twitter and Facebook and that, and I've just got a feeling that the biggest cheer that you'll hear on Saturday afternoon at Watford there is going to be for Leighton Baines, because, as I say, it's for a long time, we know we haven't been playing well, you know, we were awful against Man United, and obviously, you know, Roberto comes out again and says that, you know, that we were decent, and we just think, you know, at some point, you know, we know that he likes what he likes to do. He likes to put his positive spin on everything. He doesn't like to be negative. But at some point, you know, things just need to be said. And the fans aren't daft. You know, I mean, we can see what's going on. And as I say, it's just sometimes the mind boggles with him, Steve.
OK, you too confident about this weekend? Liverpool, notoriously, after after big performances, tend to somewhat underwhelm. Do you think they can actually put another good shift in against Stoke, Jay?
No. No, honestly, I don't. I just think, you know, after the European game, Liverpool always struggle, and Stoke City are not the type of team that you want to be coming up against. And even earlier on in the season, obviously January it was, wasn't it, when we had the semi-final, he came to Anfield and he beat us 1-0 in the semi-final, albeit Liverpool won on penalties and got to the final. But I just think, you know, they're a good side, Stoke, and they're always well-drilled, aren't they? And they've got some exciting players as well now, that Arnautovic is a very good player. And obviously, he could cause us some problems, and Liverpool could have a little bit of a European hangover. And not really the best of games, is it, on Sunday to be going to against Stoke City. But, you know, obviously, if anything could happen, really, and hopefully they could just sneak a 1-0 run or something, but it's going to be tough.
OK, let's hope so. Mickey, thoughts on the Blues?
Yeah, I mean, we need a result, to be honest, Steve. We need to get some confidence back because, as I say, the squad is lacking in confidence. So we're going down there to Watford. You know, they're struggling as well at the moment. You know, I think they're sort of, those they're concentrating now on is the FA Cup this safe. So it's literally probably two teams there that have got very little to play for in the league. But we need a result there, Steve, just to try and get a little bit of confidence back. So hopefully we can come away with a victory.
Mickey, Jay, enjoy your footballing weekends, lads.
All the best, boys.
Cheers, boys.
There we go. Take care. Mickey the Blue, Jay the Red. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.